Hey, now, would you tell me a little bit about the community? Has it changed much in the last 20 years or so? About Sorensen?
I imagine it has, haven't it? Changed a lot.
How has it changed?
Well, there's been a lot of building going on. Lots have moved away. Lots of young people have grown up,
uh-huh.
You know, married. They make their home here. Some have gone away.
Uh-huh. Well, is the economy about the same? Do people farm around here, or pulpwood, or?
Yes, they farm.
Uh-huh.
And some farm, and then some work pulpwood.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's play. I'll go ahead and ask you these questions. And if you have more than one word for the thing, you know, like I was telling you about the mantelpiece, if you'd say a mantle and a mantelpiece, tell me, you know, both of them. And also, if there isn't any word that you normally use for that thing, tell me that too, because that's just as important, you know, when we... what do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Say about sunrise.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Say sundown.
Okay. Let's see. Now I'm supposed to ask you how you say this. What time does that say? I don't know if you can read that watch. It's hard one to read.
Quarter to.
Okay. Quarter till, you say?
Until two.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are beginning to disappear and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
fair enough.
Okay. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last very long?
I would call it a downpour.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mound.
Okay. What do you call the things in the fireplace that the logs rest on?
Fire irons, I think is what I call it.
Okay. I don't know. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splatter.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Chips.
What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Clothes.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house, like these boards here?
Weather board.
Okay. Say it again?
Weather board.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front, well, the thing we're sitting on?
Covered front porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof? Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
A stall.
Okay. Well, now this is outside. You call it a stall if it's outside? You know, the cows are driven in from the field and then they're inside a fenced-in area before they're taken into the barn.
No.
You don't have a word for that?
No. Okay. We just bring out in the loft there.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Oh, well, of course, they're not in here. These questions were made up by people in North Georgia, mm-hmm. And so a lot